To tie together our current themes is to begin to see this, the brilliance of Prince's guidance, that we must stand ourselves apart from and ignore that which is not life, and cleave to and support that which is and sustains life. The global state guys are fighting hard right now for the continued existence of their fantasies of supremacy, but we have not yet coalesced globally into their opposite. Ignoring power can't happen unless we first see power, we've been arguing. Our political analysis now allows us to see power on the political stage. It leaps to the fore daily in every scene crafted and on display in power's propaganda sheets, which, if we are to judge by the New York Times, now have become collections of picture stories that, probably more frequently than not, rely on quotes from a most likely placed agent or two. Our understanding of how and why power hides, our political analysis allows us to see that fascism is being orchestrated globally via the infiltration of our intercommunication means and by commanding key pieces in the global hierarchy of control, the interstate system, particularly officials of state, which can be seen in the performances of both in place and newly placed heads of state, all piping their various parts of the same refrain, which is, the people must not use the available communication tools to escape their chains or we lose our spot at the top of the hierarchy, which lets us call the shots and make the people do what we want, hew perfection as we direct by cutting away their chaos, quote unquote, such that there will be no dissension, for class divisions will be fixed and rigid, and all will accept the role they are given. And here, and that's unquote from Power's perspective, and that's unquoting Power's perspective. And here we can see that class is a dream defined by those bred to have no souls. And here we can see Kropotkin's meaning when he says that history will need to be rewritten along new lines once we are in freedom. I'm referring to an important argument Popper makes, and this is discussed in our September 25th, 2016 show, the MP3 Alice Unpacks Plato, about Plato's sincerity in wanting to help the rulers of his day, but also about the correspondence between Plato's and Karl Marx's beliefs about what drives, quote unquote, history. Quote from Karl Popper, according to Plato, internal strife, class war, fomented by class interest, and especially material or economic self-interest, is the main force of social dynamics. The Marxian formula, still quoting Karl Popper, the history of all hitherto existing societies is a history of class struggle, fits Plato's historicism nearly as well as that of Marx, unquote from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato, discussed in our September 13, 2015 show. And that's called Plato's Totalitarian Obsession, that MP3. But now we can see that this struggle, which Plato and then Marx, 2,000 years later, took as a driver, was the opposite of this, a retarder of our development, a repetition compulsion, and that it has ever been love trying to move us forward, despite the actions of those stuck in hate. We see this act of orchestrating globally the installation of fascism in the big bad daddy Trump, placed on the scene by the power guys, as power-obsessed bullies will do, by means of extra-legal deceptions involving drones, data manipulation, and the creation of the news, to show us how much we need the quote-unquote competently functioning state. We see it in another form of freewheeling daddy, one almost as daring, quote-unquote, which signals to us that this person is capable of the daring part, capable of any risky political move, which they assume we're too stunned and disorganized to stop. Almost as daring as big bad daddy, but smarter, quote-unquote, more intellectual. Because these are all acts, that's why I'm saying quote-unquote. These are all performances. It's eerie reading the policy mags of these guys, like Foreign Policy. Because I read it sometimes when I can bear the torture. They hate for me to read or do anything these days. Breathe. Is I try to figure out if they're believing the crap that they write. Because I have a feeling a lot of these are just, you know, youngsters in their 20s and 30s, you know, who've been elevated to perform this function, you know, because they do breed, you know, the crop of academics and such that they need to reinforce the illusions that they're perpetuating, they're conditioning us with. Anyway, I do think that some of them actually do believe what they're saying, you know? I mean, because until you see fascism, what else have you got? But that's what they train you to think, the story that gets taught in higher education, the institutions of higher learning, the institutions of higher totalitarian training. Anyway, higher conditioning in the system. So then there's these freewheeling daddies who are who put on display the strong but personable qualities of the dictator to impress these children of the Plato's tribe, who are being used flagrantly all over the world for all of the just stated scams. And that would be Macron. Who fits that description I just gave of, you know, somebody crafted to step into a head of state role, or at least a political role. He just seems too pleased with himself, and he's actually, he can't believe it either. Okay, the center cannot hold. I mean, this fascism cannot hold. It is, and you can see this in just the egregiousness of the lies and the illusions that they're trying to shove down our throat right now. I mean, it's too wild. No, I don't. I mean, until we have our own means of really talking about this, it's impossible to know, because all the media is controlled by these guys of any serious scale. And so all we hear is reflected back what they want us to think. So it's impossible to know how many people are buying this or not. But I suspect it's growing smaller every day, is what it seems to me. And then there is, the freewheeling daddies would be Macron or Putin or Netanyahu. I hope that doesn't disappoint Putin. Do you think he actually thinks he's supposed to be one of the responsible daddies? He don't act like it if he does. So then they to remind us that there are still such things, they have one or two good daddies, the responsible folk, the responsible statesmen like Merkel or Xi Jinping. He's one of the rehabilitated. I guess they can't have just Merkel, right? Used to be they could count on the U.S. head of state filling that one of those roles, one of those spots. So that's how you know that they're real desperate. I mean, things are cracking apart. Trust when they have to stick a Trump in that seat. All over the world, I think we got that. Please, anybody out there really believe that guy was actually elected by the majority of, I mean, set aside actual popular vote issue. Anybody believe this guy even came close to being elected? The guy who went golfing in the middle of a campaign in Scotland? Come on. The man who groped women? Of course, that didn't matter then. I guess it matters now. Or was he just, did he just admit to fantasizing about groping? I tuned all that kind of out. Any of that would have sunk a candidate for the presidency of the U.S. We know this. There is absolutely no doubt that guy got shoehorned into that spot. They had a photograph of him the day after he was told good or bad news. I don't know how he looked at it then, but he looked like he wanted to vomit. I guess that was the only kind of picture they could get of him, so they let it go on the page of the Times. Anywho, there's a few good daddies, Merkel and Xi. That's a whole nother subject, huh? What they're doing with, because these are roles, right? China, and so they're scrambling to try to decide the best role for, because these are manipulators. That's all they are. You know, it's like, well, these are our chess pieces, and this is this piece, and this is the other piece, and how are we going to, you know, flip them around? And so we need a disaster here, a catastrophe there, and, you know, a few terrorists. We gotta scare folk here or there. I mean, it is insane that these nutcases, I'm sorry, sad, abandoned children have been the ones running our world. Does that not make you want to vomit? I mean, it is so scary. I mean, to realize that what has been going on while we've been asleep at the wheel. Come on, my brothers and sisters. It is seriously bad. Has been for a while now. Nicola knew, tried to pull our coats. Time for us to wake up fast. Anybody who ain't there yet. And besides the good daddies, there got to be some not in the inner circle. I mean, there's a few just along for the ride, is my point, who are not down for a global fascist installation by any means. They would not go along just to get along. But nonetheless, they can be pulled in, like too many of the rest of us, in the absence of an alternative. So, do we really have to see the fascism? And if, even if that's a requirement, it's showing its ugly face pretty clearly now, right? And we got our main man, Prince, going up Lady Liberty's dress. He's got a mean blow going on. We are seeing all up under that dress. We got it. Nicola's truth is finally being told. Nicola's truth is Prince's truth, is our freedom, we have been saying in this space.
Yeah. just taking control.